JM and the AM on a Friday air of Shabbos, candlelighting at 7:34. We've been doing this show for over 40 years, and one of the people who is responsible for this program and has been a tremendous asset for us for the last four plus decades is being honored this coming Wednesday night. I'm referring, of course, to the wonderful Charlie Bernhout. Cantor's World is having a special musical tribute and dinner in support of Israel, honoring Charlie for his lifetime of dedication to cantorial music with a choir conducted by Maestro Yossi Schwartz. It's all happening this coming Wednesday night at Park East Synagogue on East 68th Street in New York City. It is a very reasonable $75 a person. I hope everybody out there, especially those of you who love cantorial music, those of you who have been longtime listeners of ours, those of you who have appreciated all the great radio that Charlie has done both here and in many other venues, I hope that you'll come out, purchase a ticket, and be part of this great dinner and musical tribute. The host committee is made up of amazing names of incredible cantors from around the world, including Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, who's the chief cantor at Park East Synagogue, and many, many others. Of course, Cantor Ben Gaznitsky, our dear friend, and again, many, many others. And again, I hope everybody out there will go to cantorsworld.com, cantorsworld.com, purchase a ticket, and join us on Wednesday night. Charlie Bernhout, mazal tov to you, and welcome back to JM and the AM.
Well, thank you so much, Nachum. It's a pleasure to hear your voice loud and clear on Friday morning. Of course, when I began all this, it was for the Friday morning pre-Shabbos show, and look at how things have materialized. Amazing.
I appreciate that, and while we have you on, you're no stranger to cantorial trivia. What is the best cantorial Shabbos selection? If we said to Charlie Bernhout, you have 5 minutes to present a cantorial selection that has a Shabbos theme, what would you choose, Charlie?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one.
I think you always answer that whenever it comes to these types of questions. I think that's always your answer. That's a very tough one, and about five or six would be in first place in terms of your answer. Charlie, we know that as time has gone by, certainly since I started and in general in the Jewish community of the last few decades, there's been a different attitude toward cantorial music, cantorial presentations, being in a shul with a cantor. You were one of the pioneers, one of the revolutionaries who really helped bring everything I just mentioned back to the mainstream. Why do you think it worked? Why do you think that cantorial music, although it has a different type of following these days, why do you think it is as strong as it is right now?
Well, I think that cantorial music represents Jewish soul so beautifully, and it's hard to believe that all this has taken place for over 40 years. It's the soul music that it's all about, and you can't destroy that. It's not going to disappear.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Look, it must be heartwarming, and no doubt it's humbling that you're being recognized for this achievement as being one of those people on the front lines of this great revolution. What are we expecting Wednesday night? We're trying to encourage people to come on out, to purchase a ticket, to enjoy the dinner and the musical tribute. Anybody who has any affinity toward cantorial music, what will they be enjoying on Wednesday night?
Well, all of these cantors are going to be contributing, and they're going to be telling little stories. There's a lot of interesting stories to be told for what I had done with the weekly program going back 45, 46 years ago. It's hard to believe, Nachum, that the time has gone by so quickly. My partner, Candy Benny Rogozitsky, he was my partner in Cantor's World. He insisted that I accept this. He said, "Why wait until you die?"
What a perspective, huh?
And I said, "You're right. Might as well get it while the getting's good."
So the list of cantors, which is very impressive. I mentioned both Cantor Benny and Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott earlier. But there are many, many others who are going to be joining in, are going to be taking part in all of this on Wednesday evening. And as you said, both between their selections and their stories, it'll be a very interesting evening for those who have a love of cantorial music. We're honoring Charlie Bernhout, everybody, for his lifetime of dedication to cantorial music. It's being presented by Cantor's World and the Jewish Ministers Cantors Association of America and Canada. In addition to all the great Chazanim who are going to be there, Maestro Yossi Schwartz will conduct the choir. It's all happening at Park East Synagogue starting at 7 p.m. this coming Wednesday night, May the 8th. I direct you to cantorsworld.com. If you go to cantorsworld.com and scroll down, you can purchase tickets for the May 8th event. You can come and honor Charlie. You can come and enjoy the great Chazanim. There'll be a lot of people, myself included, who have been in this for a long time, who are going to be there to pay tribute to Charlie and to really enjoy the evening, schmooze with everybody, enjoy the incredible selections and the beautiful dinner. And it's all for just $75. And I hope everybody out there, and I know there are a lot of people in this audience who have been enjoying all the cantorial selections over the years, especially during these specific hours, both here and at WSOU and on his website and, of course, on our network that Charlie has put together and continues to present. I hope all of you will come out and enjoy an amazing evening on Rosh Chodesh this coming Wednesday night, May the 8th. And Charlie, we should mention that the dinner on May 8th and the cantorial presentation is of course, in honor of you, which is wonderful, and we totally endorse that. But it's also going to be a musical tribute in support of Israel. And you've been on the front lines in many different ways, not just musically, but politically as well over the years. It's a very distressing time, but as you and I know, people like us always stress that it's a very hopeful time. I am sure for that reason alone, Wednesday night's going to be very inspiring. What can you tell us about including our brothers and sisters in Israel in the dinner and tribute this coming Wednesday?
Well, you have Yaakov Stark and Shimmy Miller, Benny, of course, Rogan Tisky, Zevi Miller, Yanki Limmer, Chaim David Burson. Wow. And it really is a very, very interesting experience. The Jewish Ministers Cantors Association has been working with us, and it's a pleasure to meet these. I have never really met them before, and it's an opportunity for me to meet them also.
And you get a chance to pay tribute to Israel. I mean, I think that component is very important at this time.
Yes, for sure.
All happening Wednesday night, everybody. Come pay tribute to Charlie Bernhout for his lifetime of dedication to cantorial music. I can't emphasize this enough. It's going to be a very inspiring, fun, and nostalgic evening starting at 7 p.m. at Park East Synagogue on May the 8th, this coming Wednesday night, Rosh Chodesh. In addition to that list of cantors, which is very, very impressive, as you heard, Charlie is going to be paid tribute to by the choir conducted by Maestro Yossi Schwartz. And again, the musical tribute and dinner will honor Charlie, but will also be in support of Israel. You can only imagine how emotional and how inspiring an evening it's going to be. Purchase your tickets now by going to cantorsworld.com, cantorsworld.com. Scroll down a bit. You will see the event and the purchase tickets tab, and be there at 7 o'clock this coming Wednesday night at Park East Synagogue on East 68th Street to see Charlie, to say hi to Charlie, to schmooze with Charlie, to honor Charlie, and to enjoy a great dinner and musical tribute. Mr. Bernhout, it's going to be quite a night. And you know, if you got me to come out to this thing, it's got to be something, because I'm not always the one to be at cantorial events, but when I heard that you're being honored, I said to myself and I said to you, nothing's going to stop me from being there. And I hope a lot of our listeners, especially those who have been following you for literally over four decades, I hope all of them will come, purchase tickets, and come and enjoy.
Thanks again. And it's a pleasure dealing with you, that's for sure. Thank you so much, Nachum.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Charlie. Wow. Well, I guess I've got to play, after this conversation with Charlie Bernhout, I have to play an appropriate Shabbos selection from one of our greats. This is when Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott and the great violinist Itzik Perlman were together on the selection Yismuchu. And trust me, Charlie's impressed that I was able to pull this one up and share it with you on this Erev Shabbos at JM in the AM.
Yismuchu, Yismuchu, v'malechu secho. Shoimrei Shabbos v'koirei yoyle. Shame, shame, shame.